Whoever said size doesn't matter hasn't been to Winski Brothers. Hi, this is Jim Byers from Winski Brothers inviting you to check out our new 70-foot truck scale. That's right, 70 feet. It's practically a landmark, making it easier than ever for you to get in, get out, and be on your way. Why? Because customer service isn't just words. It's 70 feet of promise. Check it out for yourself at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort or visit WinskyBrothers.com. Winski Brothers, because size definitely matters.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
When the wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Owl. Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast.
WILO weather for all of North Central Indiana. Today we'll have a chance of showers, mostly sunny, with a high near 80. Tonight we'll have a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy, with a low around 57. Tomorrow we'll have a slight chance of morning thunderstorms, mostly sunny and breezy, with a high near 72. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. News and weather updates 24/7 at Boone, Clinton, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Back now on quarter number three of Inside the Huddle. Thanks for joining us for the first half with Clinton Central Cross Country and Carroll Boys Soccer. We now go to Carroll Football and talk with head coach Blake Betzner after they beat Clinton Prairie last night 42-0 in an impressive showing. Coach Betzner, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Let's just talk about that game last night and what you saw from your squad, a really impressive performance. In really the last 3 weeks, you guys have put it together offensively and defensively as well.
Yeah, something really changed after the Tri-Central game or during the Tri-Central game. It seemed like just everybody started figuring out the roles and what they were supposed to be doing, and that it just kind of that flip switched, and we've been playing very, very well since that point.
Absolutely, and we talked about it last night, Kyle and I did in the booth. We gave the player of the game to your entire defense because it was really just an impressive performance from the defense, shutting out Clinton Prairie, who has had success offensively this year, and their third shutout now of the year. They had one back in week two against Riverton Park and one against Taylor in week three, but your defense really put it all together last night, stuffing the run, and they played really well, especially in that second quarter against the pass from Clinton Prairie.
Yeah, well, they're playing well at all three levels. I think our defensive line has came a long way. We give a hammer every week, and we have two defensive linemen, Aiden Handy and Dominic Renew, that were guys, you know, coming in the season. They're both JV guys last year. We weren't sure how they were going to do. We thought they could play for us early on the season. They're kind of in and out guys, and now you can't get them off the field. So number 63 and 56 have just been huge for us the last couple weeks. And it also allows our offensive line not to play defense. And that's another huge thing. Early in the year, all of our offensive linemen were flipping and playing defense. And they just weren't used to that. And it's such a benefit when your big guys don't have to can come off the field every once in a while and get some rest. So those two guys have really changed everything for us, in my opinion. Then our DBs have gotten older. We start a sophomore at corner, and again, he's another kid. Just, you know, question marks, and he's been out there, and they don't throw at him because, I mean, he's pretty good. If you throw at him, you might not keep the ball very long. And then Owen Zinn came back from injury, played some in the Delphi game, but after that, he's just been lights out. He's our leader back there, just does everything right. So, again, and then our other DB is another sophomore. So young guys have had to play earlier than normal for us. But this time of year, they're really coming in. Again, our linebackers are, I'd say, our strongest piece of our team, and that's Deaton and Mullins and Lytle and Schaefer, all those guys are really good football players. So, they've really put together defensively.
And, Coach, you've kind of hinted at the improvement that the defense has undergone, but one thing that we especially were impressed with last night is just how your team was able to shut down the run of Clinton Prairie, which really made them very uncomfortable having to pass even on second and third down in many cases. What exactly was the scheme that you went with against Clinton Prairie to do such a good job against that run last night? At least from the booth, anyway, it looked that way.
Well, Prairie's they play about three different offenses. So you got, you know, we call it king and queen, one back shotgun stuff, and then they're an empty a lot. And you don't see that very often in high school football, at least around here. You know, you might, you know, in indie schools, and then they run some wing T stuff. So that's what I told our guys. You're going to have to know three different things. You know, our defense, and that's what's made our defense pretty special. When they get in this, we're going to be in this, and we're calling blitzes or everything in three different defenses for them, so they got to understand so many things, and that's why, again, our defense has been pretty good, because they can handle it. They can understand stuff instead of just being a vanilla defense all the time. If they get in this set, we were able to still bring blitzes and move and change, so that's how we can stop the run, because when they get into certain things, we say, okay, we're going to be in this, but you got to understand, we're going to try to bring blitzes and do things like that also. So, again, it's all back on the kids. If they weren't able to and be able to take it in and focus during practice, we couldn't do half the things we do defensively. But when they are dialed in, we can do a lot of things, and it's hard for teams to change, because, you know, usually what we try to do is when we find something, you know, against the other team, it's hard for them to change until halftime. But our kids have been able to just really figure it out.
And they most assuredly have done that, because – not only did you clinch at least a share of the Hoosier Heartland Conference Championship with Sheridan's defeat against Eastern last night, you won it outright. So congratulations from us and everything like that. So you've got the conference championship. You've got just a little over 24 hours until the sectional draw. What's the focus going to be? I know you've got a set of principles that you always go with every single week. But what's the focus going to be this week, not only looking for Sheridan, but also keeping your eye on state playoffs and the goals that you all want to accomplish as a team?
Yeah, and I think we've hit it hard through them. If we don't get better every week, we could never get to where we want to be. And we really have focused hard on that and challenged them. If you don't get better this week, no matter who we play, if you don't get better, you're going to get beat in a couple weeks. So they've really tried hard, and we've really tried hard just to let them understand that you can't stay even. And we've talked about this with just individual kids. If you're not getting better every week, we're not going to win, because every team has four or five really good football players. You know, we win with 6-12. We hit that on our kids all the time. You know, everybody's going to have the five, but how does our 6-12 match up to their 6-12? And how does our 12-16 match up to their 12-16? And that's where you win a lot of games in the third and fourth quarter. So we've really pushed those kids, you know, especially the young kids and the kids that haven't been varsity football players. You can't be okay anymore. You can't just be an okay player. You got to be a player that no one wants to run at. You got to be a player that makes every block. So we challenge individuals all the time. I think I told you last couple weeks ago, we challenged Emory Deaton before the Clinton Central game. You know, hey, you're having a nice season, really nice player. You're way better than what you're playing, way better. And, man, he's just came out the last few weeks against – Taylor, Aiden Wiles, was running high. I mean, I couldn't even watch it. He was running high, not getting his shoulder pads down. Was just an average fullback at that point. And we got on him during the game, and, man, it just flipped. So, you know, I think that's how we have success, making sure every kid is accountable, and they have to get better. If they don't get better, we can't win.
And it seems like you guys are gelling at the exact right time toward the end of the season, and with the sectional draw coming up. I have to ask this question, though. Is there a plan for the team as far as watching the draw tomorrow evening? And if there is, okay. And since there is a party or a get together, what is going to be the food that is served? And are you accepting any type of guests, such as maybe the radio variety, if there are buffalo wings present?
Yeah, come on out. We usually just get pizzas. I'm not a very good cook. So we'll get some pizzas tomorrow, and we'll get the team together. And that's always one of my favorite nights of the year, just a new, you know, kind of a new excitement of the next season. It's watching the kids get excited about who they play. But yeah, I think that's a really fun time. I love how they do that for high school football kids, and it's something, even when you're not part of something, it's always fun to watch, see who your team's going to play, or see who the neighboring school's going to play. So it's kind of fun to watch all that.
Well, I've already got plans for tomorrow, but if you guys are having a Madden tournament, then I probably will probably crash that one, because I'm all there. I want to watch that, but also participate in it. That sounds like a great time.
Perfect.
There, you said in a little bit ago, you talked about kind of the challenging of the players. Aiden Wiles talked about Edmory Deaton. How nice is it as a coach to know that you can kind of get on these players, you can challenge them, and 9 times out of 10, they're going to step up, because it's sometimes as a player, you get challenged and that puts you down, and then you are playing even worse than you were before. But how nice is it to know that you can challenge these players and they're going to step up for you?
Well, that's all leadership. It's happened here for 4 years. A lot of them remember probably last year. I challenged Keegan Ellis pretty hard last year and got after him pretty hard. And when he can take it, everybody other kid looks around and says, okay, you know, like, all right, I'm going to do what he needs me to do. And so it's all about buy-in and leadership. If you and knowing the kids care about you, no matter what happens, they know we care about them, we love them. You know, we're always going to be there for them. We just want to make them better. So if it comes out of that kind of understanding, like, hey, you're better than what you're playing. I know you are. You worked too hard this summer. You were in the weight room, you know, I couldn't get them out. Go use that. It's time to use it. And, you know, when they know it comes from a place of wanting for them to get better, not just because I'm a screamer and want to yell at them, there's a big difference in those two kind of things. So, but, yeah, I go back to leadership. Our kids have always been able to be coachable. And if they're not coachable, they usually don't play. So, I mean, that's a pretty easy – if you won't listen and you won't and you're not coachable, you're probably not playing for us. So, and the seniors, again, have learned that, and they take everything in. And that's why, again, why we've improved so much. This is the first year I think we've improved as much as we have. Last year we were good, you know, day one. We were beating teams by 30, 40 points, and last week of the season we were beating teams by 30, 40 points. This year was not the case. It was a bloodbath, you know, through all the way Eastern, and then now we've started to really improve and change. So those guys have had to improve. They've had to step up to be able to do what we want to do.
Coach, before we wrap up, just your quick thoughts on next week's matchup versus Sheridan. Obviously, you clinched the Hoosier Heartland Conference Championship, but still a matchup that your guys are going to want to come out and win and finish the regular season undefeated before going into the state tournament. So just your quick thoughts on that matchup.
Oh, yeah, it's a big one. these seniors, something we talked about last week, Clinton Prairie is one of the only teams that's beat this senior class, and they didn't want to be, you know, they didn't want to lose 2 games to Clinton Prairie through their career. Sheridan beat us twice. We've only beat them once. So as it reads now, Sheridan's kind of owned us. So we want to make sure that the kids understand that, and that, you know, the senior class goes out knowing they really turned the corner on Carroll football and things are going the right way. So yeah, this is a huge game. Sheridan always brings. We lost 2 years ago. We lost the conference championship to them on a field goal. It was about 100. The wind was howling about 150 miles an hour, and we kicked a 15-yard field goal, and we lost 18-17 because it just stood up there and dropped. So there's some memories of playing Sheridan at home. So we're excited for the opportunity. We're excited for Sheridan to come play us. You know, I was really hoping that Sheridan could pull it off last week just to make that a little bit higher stakes for our kids, but our kids know what Sheridan's going to do. They're going to try to run down your throat, and we're going to be excited to see if we can deal with them.
Well, I love that, Coach, and good luck next week, and enjoy your sectional draw party tomorrow for the state tournament, and have a good time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Well, we'll be right back with quarter number four of Inside the Huddle here on WILO. Join us for quarter number four coming up right after this.
Whoever said size doesn't matter hasn't been to Winski Brothers. Hi, this is Jim Byers from Winski Brothers inviting you to check out our new 70-foot truck scale. That's right, 70 feet. It's practically a landmark. making it easier than ever for you to get in, get out, and be on your way. Why? Because customer service isn't just words. It's 70 feet of promise. Check it out for yourself at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort or visit WinskyBrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, because size definitely matters.
The news team you depend on has expanded our news coverage area online. Log on to the new BooneCountyDailyNews.com. Find the latest from Lebanon, Zionsville, and all throughout Boone County. BooneCountyDailyNews.com for the latest weather, sports, and news information with WILO.
Ag News, the Farmer Forum, the Free For All, and a lot more. Hi, everyone. I'm AgriTalk host Chip Flory. Join me each weekday morning at 11 right here on WILO for a conversation dedicated to rural America and agriculture. AgriTalk brings you the news, information, and perspectives you need to get to the meat of the issues that matter the most to your farm. Join me for AgriTalk weekdays at 11 on your Ag Leader in North Central Indiana, WILO.
Quarter number four of Inside the Huddle. Thanks for tuning in. For the first three quarters, we talked with Carroll's soccer coach, Dave Falkenberg, and Eli Falkenberg. And then we talked with Clinton Central cross-country coaches, Jenny Dunn and Josiah Johnson. We just finished up with Blake Betzner from Carroll Football, and now we've got Kurt Schlicker in the studio to talk about Clinton Prairie Football. Coach, you ran into a really good Carroll team last night. You played really well in the first quarter, I thought, and then Carroll was able to figure some things out offensively in that second quarter and kind of moved away with it from there.
Well, you know, you watch Carroll on film, they're uberly talented on offense. And their offense is difficult to scout because they have a counter for everything they do. And they execute very well. They're obviously well coached. And you know, they're good all the way around, and meaning their offensive line is very sound. And then they're very skilled at all positions. You know, there's not one kid there that you're like, ooh, he's definitely a stud. They have several kids that can make plays. And, you know, so we knew going into the game it was going to be difficult. You know, we were trying to slow them down. And, you know, we moved the ball in the one series. We weren't able to punch it in. You know, we knew that we needed to answer their score early, and we weren't able to do that last night. And, you know, hats off to them. You know, I think that, you know, I told the boys this morning, you know, nothing's ever quite as good as sometimes it looks, and nothing's ever quite as bad. You know, last week we had a really nice win over Taylor, and yet we watched the film, and, you know, we saw some things that we realized that we still have a lot of work to do. And then, you know, you turn the film on last night and watch it again this morning, you realize that maybe it's not quite as bad as you thought it was. You know, you tip your cap to them. You know, we did have some good plays last night, and, you know, I thought our boys competed. We just weren't able to keep up with them.
And you talked about the counters that their offense is able to do. They started running the ball early with the fullback number three, Aiden Wiles, and then you guys kind of worked your way into stopping that run, and then they bring in the wing where they're getting it out to the outside to number one, Emery Deaton, and there was one play where you guys had a couple of DNs get into the backfield and stop them in the backfield, and then they started going with a QB run as well. So talk about, as a defense, as a coach, how you're trying to adjust to all those different counters that they have.
Yeah, well, certainly, you know, I think they ran their quarterback a little more last night than what we had seen on film, and, you know, that's a credit to them. And, you know, that's one thing about when your quarterback is able to run, it adds another dimension to your team. So, you know, you're trying, and I'm not calling it guess, you know, you're trying to be fundamentally sound. You know, you got to try to take something away. You know, a couple times, I mean, we're just a step or two slow reacting. And, you know, that's a credit. They have speed, too. You know, you look at them, they're strong and they have some speed. That's just a nice football team. And, you know, I thought for the most part, you know, we tackled pretty well last night. You know, there's a couple there that, you know, you'd like to see us drive them back. But I thought for the most part, you know, our young DBs, you know, we are still young out there. You know, a week ago we started four sophomores in the defensive backfield. That's, you know, I'm just stating mm-hmm. facts here. You know, I think our young DBs have played well, you know, and they learn. You know, games like last night are great teaching tools potentially for your team. You know, just overall, you know, there's always the thing that, you know, when you get beat, you can learn and get better, or you can get your head down and, you know, and not make any improvements. You know, they showed us last night some areas that we've known that maybe aren't the best, and that, you know, we show our kids today, and that we're going to need to improve on, you know, as we, I know we're getting late in the season, so, But I thought we did a nice job of taking away the fullback at times last night. And, you know, that's you got to start somewhere. And the edge was a concern going into the game. They do a really nice job of blocking the edge. And they were able to get it on us a few times. And, you know, when you can attack a team in every gap, you know, there's an old saying as an offensive coordinator, right? You want to be able to attack a team in every gap. So, you know, if you're lined up here, you should have a counter back to this. And, right, you should be able to get an A-gap play, a B-gap play, a C-gap, D-gap. I know I'm talking a little football lingo here. but, you know, you want to be able to get a drop back pass. You know, they drop back pass. They, you know, they complete the pass. They roll pass, right? They play action pass. You know, they're able to execute quite a few things last night. And, you know, that's what, you know, we've tried to do over the time. And at times, right, in the Taylor game, we were able to execute many of those same things. Just last night, we weren't able to do that on offense.
Well, one thing I wanted to kind of talk about is the injury bug kind of derailed a couple of things offensively. Hunter Cooper went down with an injury. Gage Kuzmics was a little sore and wasn't able to play as much in that game. And then Elijah Edwards, one of your top receiving threats, also came up injured in that game. Talk about the mentality of getting the younger guys to step up when players go down with an injury. What was your kind of message to the team?
Well, yeah, you know, it has been, you know, most teams do face some injury issues, and we certainly have this year. And, you know, that does give other kids opportunity last night. You know, I think that, you know, in practice, we always try to make sure we're getting our I call them our backups, really are just both players at tailback or both players at receiver, wherever, as many reps as we can, so we know what we're doing. And, you know, the injuries are just kind of a part of the game. You know, we do have some bumps and bruises right now. You know, like Alex King didn't practice at all last week, you know, but he wanted to play last night, you know, and we gave him a few reps. But, you know, he's just had some issues as well. So, you know, it's not just one or two guys. And, you know, I know they're disappointed when they get hurt. And part of that is, you know, Carroll's very physical last night, right? They hit you. You know, you play Carroll, you strap it up because they're coming after you. And, you know, so we did. We sustained a couple of those last night. But the kids are in there today. I don't think we have any season-ending injuries. And I thought we had some kids really battle through last night, you know, some minor injuries that people wouldn't know about and really play pretty well last night for us. So there were a lot of positives. I thought some of our boys showed some real toughness last night.
Coach, we kind of talked about the injury bug, but I want to ask about probably a more positive bug. We were talking off air about your dad working for sports and giving out players of the week and everything like that. Is that kind of when the sports bug bit you, as my Aunt Dorothy would ask? Or is it just the fact that you always got in for free to the games because you'd always be going with your dad to the games? I mean, kind of talk about that a little bit, because to me, it was always the hospitality room.
Well, I was blessed as a child. My father used to do the radio for Montgomery County Sports, and so I went to just a million games. I used to even get to ride team buses, and I'm talking about when I'm 5, 6, 7, 8, all the way through almost when I became a teenager. So you know, I kind of grew up around high school sports at all levels. And, you know, I've been blessed on, you know, on just on so many things. You know, I've really enjoyed our team this year. I really have. And really, I've been pleased with them. You know, there's been a couple days where, you know, we've tried to, you know, I say course correction. But not really. This team has done a nice job. And, you know, you really, I told them this morning, like, you know, we started at Frontier, and we knew that was going to be a tough game, right? They're still undefeated, you know, so we can't go back. But they had a nice ball club this year. You know, we went on the road last night and faced a top two or three team in the state, and, you know, it got away from us. Last night's the first time it's really gotten away from us, I think. You know, we played Delphi right down to the end, right? I mean, it was one play away from winning or losing that game. We've won some close games this year. You know, we had a great comeback against Clinton Central. So it's been an enjoyable team, and, you know, I looked at our sectional this morning, and, you know, I'm not sure anybody in our sectional won last night. So, you know, we're all kind of picking up the pieces today, and, you know, the one that picks it up the best today is probably going to be the one that, you know, is holding a trophy here. But, you know, going back to your question, you know, like, high school sports, it's special. It's special for a lot of reasons. Winning and losing is, you know, that's why they keep the score, but there's just a lot more that goes into it, and, you know, if your son or daughter has been able to play, having been a parent here too and watched my daughter go through, you know, enjoy it. It's special. It goes by fast. you know, we're already on, what, week nine next week? You know, my goodness, has the season flown by? You know, I'm still going back to the Frontier game. Did Hunter Cooper get the ball over the end zone or not when they knocked it out? Because, boy, I'm telling you, when I watched the film, I thought he scored. And that could have changed that game drastically, right? But, you know, that seems like that's so long ago. Heck, that was only a couple months ago, right? So, you know, these weeks just kind of stack together real quick. And, you know, we've got a real challenge this week. Eastern's a fine team. And, you know, we'll get back on it today. But, you know, we get to draw on Sunday. And, you know, like we told the boys this morning, you know, you worry about things you can control. We have no control over that, right? So, you know, we'll just, whatever it is, that's the draw we get, and that's who we're going to go compete with.
And you were talking about bus rides as a kid as well. I always rode in the front of the bus with the coaches because I always wanted to be a coach. My brother, who at the time was like maybe 7 or 8 years old, he was hanging out with the 6'9" power forward in the back. Were you a front of the bus kid or the back of the bus kid? And going into that, how do you tell your players that not only are they the big kids, but they're also the role models for kids, not just in the high school, but also in the middle school and the elementary? Because to me, those were my heroes growing up. I mean, I worship at the tomb of Robbie Purvis from Tipton High School in many ways.
You know, that's true. I sat in the front. I really did know I wanted to coach. I knew that at a pretty young age, that I was hoping, you know, that I would get the opportunity to coach. And those who know may know I've coached a lot of different things, a lot of different levels, girls, boys, you name it, across a lot of different schools. And I've been blessed to be here at Clinton Prairie. You know, and I think sometimes our boys, you know, do forget, like, you know, we have our youth football last Sunday. And, you know, I want to thank all our people involved in our youth programs. You know, they do a fantastic job for us. And, you know, we've got a lot of kids playing in our third, fourth grade, our fifth and sixth grade. Our junior highs had a really nice season this year. So, you know, we appreciate all the support we get from those fans. But I think our high school boys sometimes forget, right, you know, like you really are right now who those young kids look up to and how you behave and how you walk through the hallways. And, you know, like they're last Friday night, right, they're heroes last Friday night. You know, our kids, you know, kids are coming up to them. And, you know, so, you know, you always try to stay. We try to tell our kids, you know, you need to stay, you know, as much on an even keel as possible, right? We try to stay away from the peaks and valleys. And I said, you know, there's been a couple course corrections in practice. And really, that's what we talked about when we've had those course corrections. Like, you know, if I get in there, you know, we push them, then, you know, boom, here, we really look good in practice. And then sometimes I said, you know, we just don't seem like we're engaged as well as we need to be. And, you know, that's part of being a kid too, right? You know, so we're learning lessons there about how to try to maintain and sustain things. But, yeah, you know, I think our kids, you get those young kids in the building, right? They're starry-eyed, right, with some of our boys. And, you know, hopefully our boys realize that. And our school does a nice job of promoting. You know, we had a nice pep session last Friday. And, you know, we get our kids out there in front of all the elementary kids. And, my goodness, you get K through fifth grade in a gym on one side. Man, can they make some noise. I can tell you right now the screams coming from that side. Helped my hearing, I think. Cleared me out a little bit.
It's time to party when they're in the gym. It's always a good time.
Well, there's no question about that. And, you know, we really have had great fan support this year. You know, we're looking forward. You know, our football team this week, we're on fall break this week, so we get the week off. But I know our volleyball team is, you know, heading off into sectional play. And I know our boys are excited to go, you know, support them, you know, on Tuesday night. And hopefully we can get a win there. And then they can go on Thursday night right there. They're plotting it out, you know, here's what we're wearing and here's what we're doing. And I just think that's great, right? That's school spirit, you know, that's supporting, you know, other kids in the building. And, you know, so it's a big week for our volleyball team. We want to wish them luck. And I know this, our football boys are going to be there to support them. And, you know, hopefully we can get them a sectional championship this week. And, you know, it's still that, you know, our goal from the start, right? We talked to our team, you know, it's 1 week at a time. And we know that you know, the conference is out of play right now. So, you know, and give credit, I think Carroll has earned the conference title, right? They, you know, they haven't played Sheridan yet, but they pretty much mowed everybody else down, and that's a credit to them and where their program is at right now. You know, for us right now, you know, we're trying to get over 500. I told the team at the beginning of the year I wasn't really sure what we had. I really wasn't. And, you know, this thing could have been a little better, I think, than it's been, and I think it could be a little worse than it's been. So I've been pleased with us. Overall, you know, for us to get a win Friday night would be huge. You know, you start 0-1, and for us to end up 5-4 would be outstanding. So that's something we're playing for this week. And then certainly, you know, we feel like we've got a shot to make some noise here in the tournament. We really do, especially if we can get our bodies healthy. and get people back and, you know, just get hitting on the cylinders. I like the way our team responded this morning. I liked the way we were listening this morning when the boys came in, and we're excited about what's still out in front of us.
Well, just quick thoughts next week on the Eastern matchup. Tough team, a team that just beat Sheridan last night as well, 38-22. So just talk your quick thoughts on that matchup.
Well, we'd seen Eastern earlier in the year. We had their Delphi tape, so and that was a great game. You talk about a great game. It was the Delphi-Eastern game. My goodness, was that a good football game to watch. Exciting, huge, big plays. And then, you know, Eastern right now, they still got some size. You know, they're able to throw it. They're able to run it. So they have a nice balance offense. And an impressive win for them last night. Sheridan may have some injury issues, but you can go into Sheridan and pull off a two-touchdown victory. That obviously says something right there. So we know we've got our hands full next week. But, you know, I think really the focus is more on us. We tried to explain that to our boys even after last week. You know, hey, coach, we won. We played great. Yeah, but, you know, watch this play. And watch this play, right? We still have areas, right? We're not closing down the line maybe as good as we do. We're not stepping with the correct foot sometimes. You know, whether it be a wide out or something like that, those little things, right, that matter when you're not uberly talented. I mean, we're talented enough, right? We were just not uberly talented, right? So we've got to make sure we execute those things, and it'll be a challenge for us. You know, I people always ask, who do you want to draw? My answer is a home game, just because, gosh darn, you know, this has been one of those years where our scrimmage was on the road too, right? So this is our sixth time going on the road, and, you know, it's a tough trip going over there, but I know our boys will be ready. I know they're looking forward to fall break, get a little extra sleep. Hopefully we can heal up a little bit this week, too. I'm really hoping that'll be the case.
Well, absolutely. And, Coach, thanks for joining us again on another edition of Inside the Huddle, and good luck to your team next week.
Hey, you guys are fantastic. We really do appreciate it, and we hope to speak with you here soon with some, you know, some more positive vibes, I guess is what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Well, good luck next week, and we'll be paying attention to that sectional draw and see who you guys draw in that matchup. And for you listening, you can tune in to Clinton County Daily News, and we'll get information on that sectional draw for football put up as soon as Monday and get all that information to you. Thanks for tuning in for another edition of Inside the Huddle. For Kyle Etherington, I'm Sam Wirt.